listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Today I'm going to be playing all stuff that has charted or you've heard before, probably. You've probably heard this before. But it's all stuff that, as I've said in the past, use new ears for this stuff because it's really great. A lot of things that you hear, especially in the mod scene, once you hear all the really obscure tracks, you hear the stuff that you've heard 1,000 times and you're like, oh, that's same old, same old. However, it's not same old, same old. Just because you've heard it a bunch of times does not mean that it's a throwaway song. So let's spend the next hour examining that theory and feel free to give me your feedback on this because I'd be very interested to know your opinion. But we'll start out with this.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fatback drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn.
Don't break my heart. My biggest mistake was loving you too much and letting you know. Just now you've got me where you want me, and you won't let me go. My heart was made of glass, and you surely see. Heartaches and misery you've been causing me. Should I try to do my best? Girl, I try to do my best. Don't you do it. Don't break my heart. Go down to the river, and there I'll be. I'm gonna jump in, baby. You don't see about me. Open up your eyes.
Brown, I've Got That Feeling, that's on the King label. Before that, Baby Don't You Do It, Marvin Gaye on Tamla, and I started everything off with Memphis Soul Stew, King Curtis on the Atco label. Those ones you would definitely hear if you ever came to the Mod Club in Victoria or Vancouver. Those were our warm-up tracks, well, some of them. We have masses of them. I absolutely love the way that Memphis Soul Stew starts to simmer. It does exactly what it's talking about. It starts really, really slow with a slow simmer and then boils up and gets thicker and thicker and just punches you in the taste buds with that amazing soul. I absolutely think that this stuff is underappreciated if it's listened to in a way that you're thinking, I've heard this 1,000 times. really, with this music, you have to judge it up against the time it came out. What kind of a song was it? What kind of music was around when these songs came out? What were people listening to? What were their sensibilities? They didn't match up to what we listen to today. You can't put this up against house music or drum and bass or something like that. It stands alone as something totally different. It's not jazz. For me, it is my passion, my heart, my soul.
Scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Lighter than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you place your ad with me? Boys will come a dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got it better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will come a dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, called mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes I am. Good old love, some of you don't do love. I'm a big old man, mama.
It's like
Sam and Dave with a Porter and Hayes track called I Take What I Want. And before that, I played Knock on Wood. That's Eddie Floyd. That was written by Eddie Floyd and Steve Cropper. And I started everything off with some incredible, amazing Otis Redding, Hard to Handle. I love seeing these blue discs spinning. I don't know if you know what a Stax label looks like. It's like an aquamarine color. And I absolutely love the old logo of the Stax of records. It just looks so amazing to me. I love the experience of spinning these records and dropping the needle in the groove and sharing all this great stuff with you, because it really is wonderful, wonderful music. And one of the most incredible things about Stax is that the recording studio was an old movie theater, and they had just gutted the entire theater. And if you know anything about recording music, you usually have partitions and soundproofed rooms. They didn't have that. They just would record some of these songs in this big, wide open space, and you get a very interesting sound. And they would play with all these kinds of tricks, like slashing speakers or putting speakers in the bathroom that was just off to the side of the theater. They would put speakers in to get a different kind of sound coming in. And they would record these records just from people coming in off the street going, I can record a record. Well, let's hear what you got. And then they'd put down a track and it would either work or it wouldn't work. And what they would press to wax, they would sell in the store in the front of the theater, which was called Satellite Store, which was actually the very first label name was called Satellite. And that's a little history of Stax. I've got a lot more of that stuff for you. But just like when you listen to Blur, you're going to listen to Oasis and then hold them up against each other. You have to listen to the Beatles and listen to the Stones and hold them up against each other. When you play Stax, you have to play Motown, because Stax is south, Motown's north. They have distinct sounds that sort of tell where they're from, but at the same time, say if you're in the UK and you can't really differentiate between that southern twang, a lot of Stax stuff was recorded at Muscle Shoals Fame Studios or in New York at Atlantic, especially Sam and Dave. They were actually owned by Atlantic. But Motown was recorded in Detroit, of course. It was recorded in the basement of a house. Another amazing story.
From there. You beat me to the punch. One more time. You beat me to the punch. You beat me to the punch. Yeah. Since I love you, I thought you would be true and loving, tender. So I let my heart surrender to you.
Toe into the world of Northern Soul, because if you know anything about Northern Soul, you know that really a lot of the music was people on smaller labels trying to reach the success of Motown and capture the sound of Motown in their own way. Berry Gordy had an ear for something specific that worked really, really well for Motown, but smaller labels were trying to capture that and in so doing developing their own sound. I played those three records specifically because they're considered to be that early start of the sound of Northern Soul that you can really put a finger on. That is the sound of Northern Soul, especially I Can't Help Myself by the Four Tops, that last track. I started everything off with Going to a Go-Go by the Miracles, and after that, You Beat Me to the Punch, Mary Wells. And those are not only mod classics, but Northern Soul classics as well. You would definitely have heard those at the Twisted Wheel or the Torch or the Mecca, and they led the way for what came next.
chair, watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toys. I found a new pastime. Well on. Whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game. I do so well on. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. Walk a little slower. I wonder if you know that you're putting on a show. Could you please walk a little closer? I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
Take me in your arms, rescue me. I want your tenderness.
tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
That's Good Lovin' by the Olympics. I'm told it was done before the Rascals version, so that would make it the original version, something that perhaps you weren't expecting. And before that, everybody's favorite, Rescue Me, Fontella Bass on Checker. That one I could play at a mod night, I could play at a wedding, and everybody goes nuts for it. And Girl Watcher before that, still staying in that Northern Soul vein, but really on the edge, the early, early edge of Northern Soul.
To the back on the street, ball line. realize as you sing this little song. My mother told me if I was good that she would find me a rubber dolly. My auntie told her I kissed a soldier. Now she won't find me a rubber dolly. 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed it back on the streetcar line.
Started everything off there with Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells on Atlantic, and after that, the Hand Clap Song by Shirley Ellis on Congress, and finally, Roadrunner by Junior Walker and the All Stars.
On Target is going underground. On the second and fourth Friday of every month, the party is in the basement. Shannon's Irish Pub and Eatery hosts On Target Underground in the belly of the city, down the stairs at 175 Carlton, right across the street from the convention center. Starting at dinner time for chill to drinks and hip shakers until close. Mud Marnie spins all vinyl all night, from Motown to British Invasion and more. Drink specials and dinner specials are exclusive to this night, so don't miss On Target Underground. No cover, brought to you in part by UMFM 101.5 and Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. Oh, play it, boy. When you see me in misery, come on, baby, see about me now, yeah. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the red dress on, she can do the burlesque all night long, yeah, yeah. What I say?
Deep down inside, they know I'm cool. I said, nah, I said, said, now the moment of truth has finally come, when I'ma show you some of that cool dirt. Now give me a little bit of drum by himself there. Now give me a little bit of bass with those 88s. Ah, you're cooking, baby. Ooh, you're smoking. Now everybody, I want to hear you all.
Sticking with me, I hope to see you out at On Target Underground this coming Friday, January 25th at 175 Carlton Street downstairs in the basement. Come for dinner and hang out for a while. It's going to be a great time.
I'm going to leave you now with an all-time classic everybody loves. This is Gloria Jones with Tainted Love on the Champion label.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.
do you feel?